it would have been a much clearer and fairer position if the Minister had have entered into local consultation on the delivery of new community services under the new Common Agricultural Policy for the LEADER programme and the Social Inclusion programme. But of course he hasn't done that. Both myself and my council colleagues and others in Donegal met with representatives of Donegal Local Development Company earlier this year. We held a subsequent meeting with former Minister Eamon O'Keefe, who had responsibility for the LEADER programme, and Eamon worked closely with myself following on from that meeting, and we drew up a private member's motion, which was discussed in the Dáil last night, calling for the Minister to engage in consultation to hold off from disbanding local development companies. But the Minister was very vague, to say the least, in his responses, and he rejected our motion.
The fear remained that what was a locally based, community-oriented function could be lost.
Well, that's precisely the matter. Unfortunately, there are 50 local development companies across the country with an excellent local development company, DLDC, based in County Donegal. They employ 415 people in County Donegal, both directly and indirectly. All of those jobs are now left in limbo by the actions of Minister Hogan and his government. And unfortunately, he's trying to streamline all of the funding into local authorities at a time when it has been proven time and time again, not only in Ireland, but indeed in European scholarly papers, that the mechanism for delivery of the local community services by local development companies is the best in Europe. And why would the Minister want to disband that?